101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Glenn Campbell and Wichita linemen. Want to thank our linemen who've been out, man, working in this cold weather, just keeping the power on and so on and so forth, keeping themselves busy to keep the lights on and the cable on and all that good stuff. Community conversation this morning with our friend Joe Gallo, who's in the studio this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Thank you for having me back, Rick.
You bet. Good to see you. You had a good holiday and so on and so forth?
I did. I definitely did.
And you spent probably about 87% of it rehearsing for one thing or another.
You better believe it. Yeah, we've got Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat coming up at the Kathy Youth Theater in Burlington.
And this is a role that you played here in West Bend not long ago.
That's right. I played it in the fall of 2017 with Spotlight Productions. I love this character. There are just so many fun opportunities to take with this one.
And for those of you, I don't know, did we say you were playing Joseph? I don't know if we said. I think we said the name of the production. I don't know if we said what role you were in.
That's right. I will be reprising Joseph this time.
And it's a fun role and it's a fun show.
It is a fun show. And you're right. There are many avenues that we can take this character, but playing a character again is building upon what I've worked on before. And actually, this time we're actually going to be doing it in the round at the Kathy Youth Theater. So it's fun. I actually did some Shakespeare in high school, so I haven't done theater in the round since Shakespeare, and actually haven't done it since Christmas Carol back in Christmas time of 2016. But there are so many new opportunities and ways to connect with the audience then.
Do you find performing in the round a little different? Because you obviously don't want to keep your back to anybody for too long, right?
Right. It's kind of like I always give the analogy of it's kind of like cooking a hamburger. You have to flip it every now and then, and you have to move from side to side to side to make sure that everyone gets adequate time to see your character from all angles.
But I could see where it would work well for this show.
It does. And there are so many fun, there's actually a gymnastic toss with the brothers during Joseph's coat.
Okay.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Kathy Youth Theater. It's in Burlington. People may not know much about it.
Yeah. So the Kathy Youth Theater was established in 2008 for primarily the youth community of Burlington and the surrounding areas who have a strong love for the arts. Some of their past productions include Peter Pan, Willy Wonka, and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So, good shows.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Good shows. And, people are relatively familiar, I would think, with Joseph. It's been around for quite a while. You know, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, you know, great music and lyrics. And some big stars have been in it.
That's right. I was going to say, it's definitely the musical buffet of Andrew's works. You've got country, you've got calypso, you even have some disco at the end of Act One.
Elvis,
yeah. Song of the King with Mr. Feral Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to say, Joseph has been played by many stars. Like you mentioned, Clay Aiken, the wonderful Donny Osmond. Bless him. And actually, back in Melody Top days, Christopher Durham played Joseph.
Okay.
And he also worked on soap opera. So.
And, guy we play, we've got a song that he does here too. Another soap opera guy who played Joseph. I'll get to it. It'll come to me. It'll come to me while we talk. it's a great fun show, and and I think hits the emotions of people.
Yeah, I was going to say, something that I can always count on no matter what day I've had. It could be a good day, it could be a bad day, it could be a so-so day. As soon as I get to rehearsal and we start the downbeat for Any Dream Will Do, I mean, the energy level just goes up from there. And I was going to say, closer to the end of Act One, I have a song called Close Every Door, which is when Joseph is in jail and we have some really cool lighting effects that darkens the stage and makes the room feel just a little chilly, as though everyone is actually in jail with me.
Okay. So, what do you think? Do you see yourself as the Yul Brynner of playing Joseph? You'll be doing it for forever?
You know, I hope so. It's funny because I was actually reading an article of about Donny Osmond, and Donny Osmond played Joseph well up into his early 60s, mid 60s, and He was actually probably the same age as the guy who played Jacob, who's actually the father of Joseph.
Right.
So, you know, if I can keep doing this, I'll do it as long as I can.
There we go. Yeah, I'm trying to find who it is that I'm thinking of here. But yeah, while we talk, but anyway, we'll get to it or we won't. Or I'll mention it next time the song pops up. So we've got Joseph and performances are scheduled for.
Yeah. So Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat runs for 2 weekends at the Cathay Youth Theater in Burlington. And performance dates are February 22nd to the 24th and March 1st to March 3rd, with Friday and Saturday performances at 7 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
And is there an opportunity for people to go and buy advance tickets?
Yes. Tickets are available at www.brownpapertickets.com. They can also be purchased at the Cathay Center and at the door. Youth tickets are $10 and adults are $15.
All right. So here, of course, I pulled up a list of who's played Joseph through the years. Yeah, the name I'm looking for isn't on here. What are you going to do? Oh, well. So besides Joseph, we should talk about warmer weather, warmer climates, and classic Rodgers and Hammerstein, right?
Yeah, there we go. Actually, on the other side of the coin, we'll be having auditions in mid-March for South Pacific with West Bend Theater Company.
So that'll be fun.
It's going to be great fun. I'm actually surprised that the show is not done more often. It has fantastic music. It has principal characters and ensemble characters of all ages, from 18 up to 65. I don't understand. It's a real head scratcher to me.
Yeah, it seems to be one of those shows that's kind of gone out of vogue, if you would.
Right.
But it's good to see you come back.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking to Nancy Storrs the other day. We're really thrilled and honored to be doing it here in West Bend at the Silver Lining.
And that's show dates for that are what, this summer sometime, right?
I don't have them on hand, but they are mid-July.
I think that's what I thought. I think
there's actually second and third weekends of July.
I think we've got a poster out in the hallway. But auditions coming up, and you also have a I understand that you have a family member who's also involved in the production.
Yes, my mother's actually directing.
So there you go. So
yeah, it's going to be great fun.
That'll be fun. And some great songs there, too.
Mm-hmm.
First one I think probably that comes to mind is, at least for me, is going to Wash That Man Right
Wash
Out of My
Hair. Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. There you go. I figured it was either going to be that one or Bloody Mary.
Ah, a little early in the day to be thinking about now. So, now you mentioned when we talked about the production of Joseph here, you mentioned how much you enjoyed interacting with the kids that were in the production.
I do. I really take a shine to them. I really love being able to inspire and work with younger performers, and that is just as true now as it was then. I'm really blessed with a group of about 10 to 14 youth from the ages of 8 to 14 okay. who are very eager and fun to work with. Okay. I'm really blessed in that department.
So, yeah, and you know, you never know when one of them is going to get their next
big break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really want to be involved in that. And we should also mention that you're also doing another role that you have played before, in the next few months as well.
That's right. In early April, I'll be reprising Melchior in Spring Awakening up in Fond du Lac.
So that'll be fun too. I missed seeing that show because it didn't work out time wise. Maybe I'll head to Fond du Lac and see it, huh? So, all right. Anything else we should cover this morning?
Come see the show. You're going to love it.
All right. Sounds good. And, When do we get a cast album? That's what we want to know. Because I know you're involved. You know, you're doing little. I see things you put on Facebook of performances with a piano and so on and so forth. And
yeah, I'm really lucky to be able to work with Opera on Tap in Milwaukee, and we get to perform at Angelo's the first Friday of every month. And typically, I don't have a performance on that Friday, so fingers crossed, for the next one that I don't have a performance that day. But I'm really lucky to be able to perform in such a fun, intimate venue.
Yeah. It looks like, when I look at the videos, it always looks like you're having a really good time.
You know, it's, I have a great time. I have a great time with everything I do. You know, you have to make fun out of just about everything you do. It's very similar to what I can imagine of the Feinstein's 54 below performance venue in New York.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let you go because I know you have, you actually have class.
I do have class today.
Later on today. So we should probably let you get to that as that part of your career comes to a close.
We're in the season finale.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Joe, thanks for coming in. Always great to see you.
Thank you for having me, Rick.